All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Mike Stark, the CEO of Arizona Silver Exploration. And Mike, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
Very well, Steve. Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, you as well. Lots to talk about today. First off, we should get to the one of the most important things. That's the financing. Yeah, you were able to close it and had a very good response to it, Mike.
Matter of fact, a delightful response, Steve. Again, existing shareholders, our institution stepped up, now has 9% of the company. That's very flattering as well. But yeah, closed quickly and efficiently as well, as I'd like to say too.
Yeah, and it was oversubscribed. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually had to cut some people back, myself included, but that's fine. I mean, again, we objectively want the funds that we have, and we're happy to have them. This will take us well into the new year now with a drilling campaign starting soon.
Okay, we'll talk about drilling in just a second, but I want to talk about something else, and that is, you know, in my conversations with your geology guy, he talks about the similarities between what he's seeing where you are right now in Arizona, but also with something that he's seen in Australia. And I'm going to put a picture up here so people can kind of understand. This is the Australia part of it. So Mike, maybe you can explain to people how you think this, what we're seeing in Australia, would relate to what you're talking about in the United States.
Be glad to, Steve. We've got a jurisdiction, it's the Oatman District, and we've been modeling things around us and close to us. And now we've got another interpretation that I like to share with people. It's the Vera Nancy situation in Australia. Now, Gold Road, 10 miles away, Moss Mine, 6 miles away. These are pockets, and they're pockets spread out over a large, vast area. And what we're seeing is very much the same now. Philadelphia is that potentially next big pocket. Gold Road, over 700,000 ounces. Moss Mine, 400,000 ounces. These are pockets on a trend heading north, right towards Philadelphia, our property. And we believe now with this gap area that we're talking about, we have one of those pockets in hand. And as we go down dip on this, we'll be able to demonstrate, I hope, that we have one of those pockets with a significant amount of gold.
All right. Well, that's interesting. We'll keep an eye on that situation. You mentioned drill results. Let's talk about that. You've got financing in hand now. So what's the plan going forward? What should investors look forward to in the new year?
Well, they can look forward to a result very soon. We have about 580 feet of RC. These are the top of the previous holes that we drilled. Seeing as though the hole started in 10 and 6 gram material gold, a very, very nice grade, by the way, we believe that there's additional in there as well. So we've sent the tops of these holes to the lab. They're due back anytime soon, Steve. We've got a large, very broad stockwork system here, carrying gold throughout it, and including the high-grade vein. Now, the high-grade vein, mind you, is very rich. That's 10, 20, 30, 40 gram material, as we've demonstrated in the past.
Well, Mike, it sounds really exciting, and you want to point people towards your website as well, because as I mentioned, your geologist, Greg, has done a new narrative over some pictures.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Greg actually walks everybody through the PowerPoint. It's a 13-minute conversation on our new PowerPoint, and it'll give you some geology background on this, and it'll walk you through each slide showing what he sees and the potential for us. I really like it, Steve. We've been very well complimented on it. And I think it's a good opportunity for those that haven't seen what Philadelphia is all about, see the potential, see the blue sky potential, what we have well beyond what we're looking at right now. This is just one segment, 1,000 feet of it. There's obviously a lot more here yet to be shown.
All right, Mike, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much. Great to see you again.
Likewise, Steve. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You as well. There's Mike Stark, the CEO of Arizona Silver Exploration.